Glory be to God. Can you just give Jesus a round of applause, please? No, you can do better than that. Please give him a round of applause. He is worthy. He is mighty God. He is an awesome God. Just give him a round of applause. You can do better than that. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father Lord. Where you are, I just want you to sing one song with me, and then I'll go straight to the word. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Somebody bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. My God has done great things. He has done great things. My God has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Father Lord, we bless and exalt your holy name tonight. Jehovah God, we just lift up your mighty name. Father, you alone are worthy to be praised, Lord. There is no God like you. There is none who compares to you, Lord. We reverence you tonight. Father, we say take all the glory tonight, Lord. In everything that we do, it is all about you, Father Lord. So we praise you, Father Lord. We honor you. We magnify you, Lord. Lord, I commit myself into your hand. Father, I have no power of my own. I depend on you, Lord, to speak your word to me. Holy Spirit, speak through me, O God. Lord, do not let me speak the enticing word of man, but Lord, let your power proceed from me, and let your children be blessed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decrease that you may increase, Lord. Let your word be completed in the life of your children. If there is anyone who is bound tonight, Father, loose them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your word, O Lord, go to the very core of what their burdens may be tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. I give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus once again. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Yatu Adeyemi so much. Thank you for the privilege that you have given to me to share the word in your church. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate your esteemed wife. Let's put our hands together for the woman of God. I appreciate this congregation. I will tell you this, that though many of you may not know me, but I know a lot of you. Some know me by the name of Deacon T. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to serve the Lord. That is all that matters to me. Glory be to God. I want to also let you know that I am not here alone. I also have my wife with me, Stella Igbishini. And my two children are also here with me. Tell you what, without them, I don't think I would have been able to do much as a minister of God. Hallelujah. They have been my backbone in all that I do. Glory be to God. Tonight, we are just going to go to the word. I know that Pastor Peter has shared that word, which is very important. That in this time and age, many people go through situations, and sometimes you don't even know where to turn to. How many of you have been through situations where you don't know if your prayers are being answered? You go through a situation and you want to give up. When I talk to people sometimes about what they are going through, they will remind me that, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't walk in my shoe. If you walk in my shoe, you won't be saying this. And I always say one thing to them all the time. Yes, I know I may not walk in your shoe, but there is somebody who has walked in your shoe. There is somebody who has been through what you have been through. His name is Jehovah God. He is the King of glory. He is the Lord of lords. He is the God who is able to take all your suffering. Why worry about what you are going through? Why don't you just cast it onto him and let him take control of it? Glory be to God. I just want to encourage somebody tonight. Glory be to God. We are going to go straight to the scripture. And I'm taking my scripture from the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verse 1. 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 1. And I read, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door. Open thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debts, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. Glory be to God. In 1971, there was an accountant that lived in a city called Westfield, New Jersey. He was an accountant who had fallen behind in his bills. He was struggling to pay his bills. The bills was choking him. He could not pay his mortgage. He could not meet up with the bills. In fact, it was even revealed that at a point, he was stealing money from his mother just to make ends meet. But this accountant took something, he decided to do something that made him to become so notorious. His story became a notoriety to those who heard it. He decided that he had had enough with life. And this man decided to end it all with his family. One day, his neighbors in his quiet neighborhood discovered that the lights in his house was going off one after the other. And they began to wonder, what is happening to these people, these residents in that home? They were suspicious. And at the same time, the teacher, the music teacher of one of this accountant's children also was worried because she had been absent from school for so long. Anyway, to cut the story short, they called in the police to go into the house to find out what is going on. When the police got into the house, they discovered a gruesome scene. Apparently, this man had murdered his entire family. He has had it with life. He has thrown in the towel. And he thought the easiest way out of it is to end it all with his family. Perhaps some of you may have heard this story. This accountant I'm talking about, his name was John List. He was a man who decided to end it all. And that is not the only thing. Mr. List was also a man who was a Sunday school teacher. He was not as though he's never been to church. He knows the Bible. He studied the Bible. He has students that he taught the Bible every Sunday. But when the trouble came to his life, he could not sustain himself. I heard Dr. Pastor Yato talking about the seed that can be sowed in your heart. Mr. Lee decided it was good enough to end it up. He wrote a letter to his pastor at the local Lutheran church, and he said the reason why he did that was to end the misery that his family was going through. And he did it in a bad way. 1 year later, the neighbors have been so traumatized by the event that took place in his neighborhood, in that neighborhood, that they decided to burn the house out. In fact, news had it that a mysterious fire suddenly gutted the man's house, and the house was burnt down. When investigators got into his house, they discovered that in the same Mr. Lee's home, he had a ballroom that had stained glass on top. And this stained glass was designed by an artist known as Tiffany. It was an original design by this artist. Some of you may not have heard about Tiffany. Louis Tiffany was an artist in the early 30s. And he is well known in designs of stained glass. He even had a signature written on it. When this stained glass was evaluated, it was discovered that it was worth $100,000. But Mr. Lee never knew that he was living in a house with just the ceiling worth over $100,000. I want you to remember that this event took place in 1971. And in 1971, $100,000 is about the amount of $1 million today. Am I talking to somebody? But he never comprehended what he had because he was short-sighted. So my message today is, what is in your hidden treasure? What is in your hidden treasure? Many, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. The Bible says, you know, the Bible has encouraged us to read and to understand the God that we serve. Many people actually don't know God until they face trouble, until there is some challenges in their lives. Many people would rather seek the counsel of man instead of to talk to God first. Many people will seek the counsel of people you have no business talking to instead of you to seek direction concerning what you are going through. Tell your neighbor, what is in your hidden treasure? No, tell him, what do you have in your hidden treasure? A treasure, what is a treasure? A treasure is a fortune. It's a fortune that you have, that you are keeping. A treasure is like a wealth. And wealth can be identified in different ways. It could be in dollars and cents. It could be in gold. It could be in anything that is important to you. A treasure is the riches that you have, and you have not even realized that you have it. Amen, somebody. God has deposited some amount of treasures in us. Everybody that is sitting here has some treasures in you. You only need to discover it. You need to look inward at yourself and know that God has given you treasures within. In the book of Isaiah 45 verse 3, it says, I will give you treasures in dark and secret places. Then you will know that I, the Lord, God of Israel, has called you by name. The word of God does not go void without accomplishing its purpose. You must understand who you are in God in order to see what God is doing in your life. Let us not move by the things we see in the physical, because many people equate breakthrough to what they can see in the physical only. There is so much that God has given to you that you need to go on your knees. You need to go into the spiritual realm to really tap into the purpose of God. The word hidden means that That which has not been exploited, when something is hidden, you cannot see the content. When something is hidden, it means it has been concealed from you. It means that there is a veil that is covering it. It means that it is buried from view. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you go to gold mine, when you look at how those people work tirelessly to dig out gold from the earth, you will know that they have to go to where it, whatever it takes to obtain that gold. Everyone that God has created has some tangible resources inside of you. I want to encourage somebody tonight that no matter what you are going through, it's for a season. It will surely come to pass. God is a God of purpose. Everyone that he has created, he created this with the ability to make wealth. Everyone, I'll say it again, that God has created, he created you equipped with the ability to make wealth. And this is what he said in the book of Deuteronomy 8:18. For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, it is he that giveth thee power to get help. The Bible is clear regarding this. God has established you, but you have to know exactly where to get it. He has given you the power means authority, to move forward. Don't be stopped, don't be limited. Don't be held back by the little thing that you are going through. You've already been given the power, and you need to make use of that power that God has given you. He has given you the abundance to do abundantly and exceedingly beyond what you yourself can do. I'm telling you that if God should open your eyes today to reveal to you how he sees you, you will be amazed just how God sees you. If God is to tell you what he expects of you, some of you will break down crying. He says you will be above and not beneath.
Hallelujah.
He says, look, you are like a royal. You will lend to nations. You will not borrow. Amen? And you must understand that even in where you are right now, some of you are tied down to certain job, and God actually wants you to be the owner of that business.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, don't put limitation on yourself. There is a hidden treasure within you that will make you reach the sky if you apply the word of God. Glory be to God. He says, look, some of you are actually employers of labor instead of you to be employees. Many times we are looking for something better than what we have, most of the time in the physical. We have forgotten that the greater things that God wants to do for us is in the invisible. And the truth of the matter is that what you are looking for is actually within you. You don't need to travel everywhere. You don't need to go from pillar to post looking for another way. And you don't need to look far, because you need to tap into your hidden treasure. The treasure is there. Your breakthrough lies within you. All you got to do is to say the word of God and let the word of God come alive in you. In the book of Exodus, we read the story of Moses. This is a familiar story to us. The Israelites had just left Egypt, and they were on their way to the promised land, and they got to the Red Sea. At certain point, they looked back and they saw Pharaoh's army in hot pursuit behind them, and they panicked. They were afraid. The Bible says they were so afraid. They were not just afraid. They were very afraid. And they were confused, and they began to accuse Moses. We told you so. You should have left us in Egypt. Why did you bring us out? They began to accuse Moses concerning that. But Moses spoke to the Lord, and this is the word of God to them. He said, Tell the people to move forward. The substance of that word is that God does not see a red sea in front of you. He sees a progress that will take you beyond that red sea. Some of you may be going through situations and you have gotten to your Red Sea and you are saying to yourself, perhaps I'm better off if I turn back and go to Egypt. Perhaps I'm better off with my former job. Why did I change profession? Some of you are so limited when you see things that you are not equipped to face, quite frankly. But you must be able to go forward. When God says there is a hidden treasure in front of you, it doesn't matter whether there is fire in front of you. It doesn't matter whether there is a sea, Red Sea in front of you. You must press forward. You must press forward. You must press forward. Tell your neighbor, press forward. You must understand that regardless of what is happening, if God says go forward, you must go forward. It doesn't matter whether there is fire in front of you. If God says go through the fire, He's going to turn that fire into an air conditioner for you. Hallelujah. The God we serve is able to do all things. You must not despise the word of God. You must not belittle the word of God. When you read your Bible, take every word, dissect it, put it to heart, know exactly what it means to you. And when you begin to do that, you will see a divine transformation in your life. Glory be to God. But there is a condition though. How does God want you to tap into your hidden treasure? There's always a way to tap into that hidden treasure. God wants you to use what you have in order to obtain what He wants to give to you. There is something you carry. There is something you have that you haven't discovered. There is something in you that you have despised. There is something that is significant in the eyes of God that you have looked down upon. We read the story in 2 Kings chapter 4 of the Shunammite woman. The woman saw Elijah walking all the time in front of her house. And she went to her husband and said, look, I perceive that this man is a man of God. Let us build one little room for him. So that whenever he is in town, he will not be weary no more. He will have a place to lay his head. He will have a place to prepare his sermon. He will have a place to serve the Lord easily. What the woman was doing was actually discovering a hidden treasure. At a point, Elijah told her, look, woman, I know you have a need. Tell me what you need. I will pass word to the king concerning you. I know them at the king's palace. And the woman said, no, thank you. In fact, I know them too. I am influential in my society. That is not the issue. The woman had a need. There was a need that she could not fulfill. She did not have a child. Though she was wealthy, though she was well off, but there was a need that she could not find until she sold into the life of the man of God. And the man of God said, by this time next year, you are going to have a child. Beloved, you must surrender what you have to the Lord in order for a miracle to take place in your life. Tell your neighbor, surrender what you have to the Lord. Tell your neighbor, you must surrender what you have to the Lord. I have seen people literally miss out on a mega miracle in their life because they were holding on to a mundane issue. Things that are insignificant, you hold on to it. And you just simply miss out. There is something that goes with the anointing of God that can actually dig out what you have been looking for. Amen? Amen. The widow of Zarephath sold into the life of the servant of God. You all know the story. She was about to eat her last meal and die. But when the man of God showed up, he said, look, give me what you have. And the woman said, I don't have nothing except this, and I have already decided I was going to eat this, and after I've done, I will die with my children. But she listened to the word of the man of God. And we all know what happened. She did not die. She had enough to eat And she ate so much that she even flourished after that period. Glory be to God. What am I trying to say? There must be an exchange of something that you give to God for you to discover your hidden treasure. You must be willing to follow what God says you should give to Him. You remember the story of Jesus also. Look, God does not perform miracles until He will give Him something to use. It's not that He doesn't have the capability. He spoke to what Ezekiel, son of man, prophesied to these bones. Do you think God could not have just spoken to the bones? But He needed a vessel. He needed a contact point in order to fulfill the word that He wants to bring alive. Jesus said, when Jesus had been preaching in the wilderness, and the people had been with Jesus for over 3 days, and they were so tired, Jesus said, look, I'm not comfortable sending these people home, because if I send them home, they are tired, they will faint, because they've been starving. He turned to His disciples and said, look, what do you have that we can feed these people? And one of the disciples, I'm very sure it's Peter, he said, look, what do you think we have? Where are we going to get bread to feed all this multitude? You know, Peter is the one that always speaks out. And so, Jesus said, look, what do you have? It was when they gave Him 7 loaves and few fishes that He gave them all you can eat buffet. The Bible says about 4,000 people were fed without counting the women. In those days, women were not counted. Children were not counted. So imagine that the 4,000 men ate and they were full. And then add about 6,000 women to it. Because in every congregation, for every single man, you have at least 3 women in every church. So that means that congregation must have more women and children than men. In spite of this, they did not count them as partakers of that miracle. Glory be to God. So the hidden miracle begins with giving to God that insignificant thing. That insignificant thing that you have kept in your closet. And God will turn it into your hidden treasure. Glory be to God. The hidden treasure comes out of what I call determination. Determination to survive. When you have gotten to certain point, you have determination. And it's that, I don't know if it has ever happened to you. When you have reached your zero, you are on the ground, and there is nowhere else to turn to except to the Lord. And you lift up your hand and say, Lord, I am done. If you don't save me now, I am completely done for. That is reaching your zero. Determination will make you turn to God for your solution at that moment. Glory be to God. In this key scripture we just read, because of time, I'm just going to summarize it. It was a story about a woman whose husband had just died. And this woman's husband was a follower of Elisha. And she served the Most High God. This woman had that the man, her husband was also a debtor. And she didn't have a way to pay for those debts. So she ran to Elisha and said, Lord, help me. My husband was one of your followers. Now he's dead. And one of his creditors is coming right now to take my 2 sons as slaves unto him. And Elisha said, okay, I can help you. What do you have with you? Tell your neighbor, what do you have with you? He said, I can help you, but what do you have with you? If you remember the woman's answer, the first answer was nothing. So that was the first answer. The second answer was an afterthought. Except this little oil. Except this little oil. She had already despised that little bottle of oil because it was insignificant. And the man of God said, sure, give that to me. And he gave him the blueprint as to how to multiply that. Beloved, if you don't give anything to God, it will be very difficult for you to get to a point where there will be a total breakthrough. The man said, sir, I have nothing But except for this little oil, how many times have you reached that point where you think that your breakthrough will come through the job that you are doing right now? Or how many times do you think you have invested so much in the business that you are running now, and you think that your breakthrough lies in the profit from that business? Or how many times have you invested wrongly and without seeking the face of the Lord? What is in your hidden treasure? I want you to know that God wants to give you breakthrough. And God wants to do it through you. God wants to do you through what you have within you. I read a story in one of these Arizona magazines about a pilot who gave us flying for the things he loved to do the most. He gave us flying to become a blacksmith. Can you beat that? But did you know that when he went on to establish himself as a blacksmith, he was making more money than when he was flying? How do you reconcile that? In other words, there is a treasure that you have that you can tap into and will transform your life. Imagine the disciples. They said, look, we have nothing in our hand. We cannot feed this crowd. And Jesus was just testing them. The Bible says he was just testing them because he knows that they have something, but they don't have the ability to see what he was asking them to do. Elisha told the same woman, ask your neighbors for their empty jars. Perhaps their neighbors have jars that they are about to throw away. Those jars matter a lot. And so that was what happened. The woman shut the door. She shut the door against herself. There are sometimes, beloved, that when there is a miracle that is about to happen in your life, you need to shut the door. You need to shut the door until there is a manifestation of the miracle of God. Glory be to God. God wants to do a miracle. It is not a time for you to share your miracle with people until it has manifested. Glory be to God. You must understand it is scriptural to make sure that what you want to do has come to pass. Because there are powers also. There are powers who are fighting to make sure that the will of God does not come to pass. Remember the story of the Prince of Persia? It happens. Don't think that because you serve the Lord that there are no principalities and powers who are also targeting you.
Hallelujah.
There are times you don't speak. There are times you speak in tongue. There are times you don't pray in understanding. Why? Because when you speak in tongue, you are speaking misery to God. And nobody knows what you are talking about. Let's come back to Mr. John List. The story I told you is a true story. John List was an accountant who had fallen behind in all his bills. He has gotten so strapped with his bills that he did not know exactly how to get out of it. And it was also emphasized that he was a Sunday school teacher. So that means that John Lees was also like a church man, regular church people. He was a regular church people who have had messages, various messages. He has read John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to steal and to destroy. He knows that very well. He has read the story of the sower. He knows, and he must have taught that story to his Sunday school brethren. But when it came to his own personal challenges, he was a failure. He was a man who could not even, you know, harness the word of God to solve his problem. He thought the only way that he could solve his problem was to destroy his family. Beloved, I tell you, many of you may not be John Lees here today, but some of you have gone through similar things, and the time when you need to seek God, you have used it to bring strength to your marriage. The time when you need to seek God, you have used it actually to bring some kind of discomfort to your home. You may not have killed your family in the physical, but you have killed them emotionally. Because why? You are going through a moment when they expect you to show leadership, to show that you know the God that you serve. You need to be like the three Hebrew boys who went into the furnace of fire. And they said, look, if I perish, I perish, I will not bow to this problem. It doesn't matter how the flame is burning. It doesn't matter whether you are able to pay your mortgage. It doesn't matter whether you are falling behind. The God we serve can rescue you. The God we serve says there is nothing too difficult for him to do. The God you serve can make those creditors go away. But you must trust him. You must trust him. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to have breakthrough. But there is no prosperity without no trials and tribulation. I want to let you know. When the day you gave your life to Christ, that is when your trials begins. I've shared this with people that when I was a non-believer, I thought I had life. Because everything came so easily. Everything came so easily. But that was no life. This is the life that God has given me. Because the blessing that God wants to give you is without sorrow. Amen. And he wants to give you a blessing that after he has given you, nothing can take it away from you. It is called breakthrough. And I prophesy to somebody that today you will come, you will have an encounter with your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I tell you today that no matter what you are going through, the Lord has already settled to bless you. No matter what you are going through, it's time not to look at your bills. I think somebody said it that don't look at your bills. Don't look at what is happening. Focus on Jesus. Let your focus be on Jesus. Look, there are things you cannot solve for yourself. But Jesus is able to solve it. John Lewis had a treasure in his house, but the devil has twisted his heart. The devil has completely shut his heart to see that every day he woke up, he probably walked all around that beautiful ceiling, glass ceiling, that he never knew the worth. He never had an idea to say, let me take an appraisal of this house to know how much it's worth. And because the devil had meant to really destroy his family, he made him do the unthinkable thing. Beloved, we have hope in our Lord. And the hope we have is to know that you have a hidden treasure that God wants you to bring forward. But you have homework to do. Nobody knows what your hidden treasure may be. Some of you want financial breakthrough. Like the woman, the Shunammite woman, they didn't want no money no more. But she didn't have a child. And that was her hidden treasure. Some of you want good health. And that is your hidden treasure. I mean, can you imagine saying to Major Bloomberg of New York to ask for more money? The man is already a millionaire. But perhaps there is a need in his heart that he will spend whatever it takes for him to get that thing out. It is the same way with God today. God wants you to discover the hidden treasure that lies within you. Amen? So today, we are going to pray. And it is just three prayers that we are going to pray. And these prayers are very strategic. The reason being the fact that the devil knows where God wants you to be. You don't know. The devil has seen your end. He has seen the height God wants you to be. But at the same time, you are completely ignorant of what the Lord is doing. And so what he does is that he will try so hard to make sure that you don't even go in that direction. Glory be to God. We are going to say the first prayer. And if you would, please rise up with me. I just want to indulge you today. Please rise up. In the first prayer, it's taken from the second book of Kings, chapter 6. And this was the story that was told. Elisha was a gifted man of God. The Syrian king felt that somebody was spying on him to tell Elisha all the things that was happening in his palace. Then one of his servants said, look, this is a man of God. He sees everything that you do, and he reveals it to the Israelites. And the Syrian general said, okay, we are going to capture Elisha. And he sent all his army to go and capture Elijah. And when they got out, Elisha sent his servant to go see what was happening. The servant saw many horses and soldiers all around the mountains. He became panicky. But this is what Elijah told him. He said, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Beloved, I'm telling you today that they that be with you are more than they that be with them. The Lord Almighty wants to set you free. So you are going to say your first prayer. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see beyond the visible, to the invisible in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray about that? Say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see beyond the visible, so that I can see the invisible things that you want to do. Lord, open my eyes to know that they that be with me, Lord, are more than they that be with them. Lord, open my eyes today that I will see what you are doing in my life. Begin to pray that, Lord, open my spiritual eyes, because that is what you need. Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, let every scale that has covered my eyes begin to fall away. Open my eyes that I may see that invisible thing that you have purpose to do in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The second prayer is that, oh Lord, teach me to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is the prayer. Begin to pray that, oh Lord, teach me to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. My Father and my God, Jehovah God Almighty, Lord, in the physical I am nothing, Lord. Your word said that they that must worship you in spirit and in truth. Jehovah God Almighty, I pray, Holy Spirit, that Lord, teach me to follow your direction. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to follow your leading, so that I may have my breakthrough, so that I may reach my potential in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And the final prayer, we are going to pray. We all know the story of Joseph in the land of Egypt. Joseph had some terrible problems, and he could not get himself out. But even in the midst of that problem, God was preparing for a greater promotion. So you are going to pray. You are saying, oh Lord, let my problem become my promotion. That is, did you hear me? Say, oh Lord, let my problem become my promotion. Shall we begin to pray? My Father and my God, Jehovah God Almighty, you are the God that has created me, Lord. Lord, you said to the Israelites that they should move forward in spite of the fact that they were being pursued by the Egyptian army. Jehovah God Almighty, I pray today, Lord, in the life of your children, let what they are going through, Lord, be the precursor to their promotion in the name of Jesus. Let their problems become their promotion, Lord. Lord, that when they look back beyond today, they will know, Lord, that you are the God who was preparing them for greater promotion in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father God. Everlasting Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Jehovah God, we thank you because, Lord, in you, O Lord, we have all the hopes. The Bible says, in you we live, in you we move, and in you we have the fullness of our being. Without you, we are nothing, Lord. Lord, you created us in perfect image of you. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from you, the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. And so, Father, Lord, I believe, Lord, that you have created me with no blemish in me, Lord. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that hidden treasure, which I have not discovered, Lord, open my spiritual eyes so that I may know your another direction for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as your children are looking up to you, Lord, Father, do not forsake them, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father God, that in this year, Lord, you will let them experience breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You are the God of 24 hours miracle. There is nothing that you cannot do. Father, let your children experience miracle in their lives, Lord, so that they may know that you are God, so that they may know that there is no God like you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Father, Lord, for the word that you have brought to your children. Lord, I pray that even as your word has gone forth, Father, Lord, let it fall on fertile ground. Lord, do not let them hear this word and turn away from it. But, Father, Lord, lead them to deep into their heart so that they will discover their hidden treasure, Lord. So that they will live the life that you have ordained them to live, Father God. They will not beg for bread. Lord, they will not borrow, Lord. They will be above and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever you have said concerning their life, Lord, bring it to pass, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. Glory and honor be to your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.